Welcome, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Cooey with Lala Podcast Show. Hey everyone, welcome to the show. I got Michelle Nicholson's credit card. I've been collecting the Star Trek credit cards for a while. And got Sonika McGreen, Elvin Brooks, and Michelle Nicholson. Got her credit card, and I got their little action figures and all. But hello, I'm hoping everyone having a great weekend and having a great week. And just like to say, guys, tell everybody that you know about this show. I'm on all formats. I'm on definitely on YouTube. We'll be coming back later on in the year on YouTube, so you can see how the show is recorded and everything, and show that I'm a real person and all. And let's get back to the basic stuff. Now, the last show was about Noah Hepp's the boyfriend and him having medical problems when y'all have y'all good times properly. I did a show on that, so I asked all y'all to excuse all the people under 18, and I would do shows on that a couple times, not all the time, but a couple times, you know, let you know it's okay to talk about your spice in your life, okay, but it's okay to talk about the spice in your life. Behind closed doors and all, and the little things that not connecting with your couple, with your partner, and all right, it's okay to talk about that. You know, that's why we got talk shows and podcasts. I mean, a lot of podcasters probably talk about it too. And I put it extreme, but I didn't get deep in all that. Esteem and all, rated R and all that, X-rated stuff like that. I kept it to a max just in case you couldn't excuse your kids and all. And all, in case you have a daughter like I do, like to take pictures of herself on the internet and all, and you have to watch her and all that. But other than that, hopefully you listen to the show and all. And it was fun talking about that. But now, since we lost the Queen over in England and all, and they probably had her funeral and everything, and it's a sad part of the world. Anybody followed the royal family and all, and definitely give my respects and what you call them to the royal family. And anybody who followed the royal family, liked the royal family, you know, I give my respects to y'all, you know, to that kind of stuff, you know. But I'm not really into the royal family. No, I love England and I love Britain, England. I love that country and everything and all. I love overseas. I love France. I love Spain. All the countries and just the ones who know that America got good people in it, you know, our allies and all. But the bad people of the bad countries is mostly overseas, you know. And, you know, everything take place overseas. The world started overseas, you know. And I think the Bible said it started over there and it will end over there. But I think we got a big time to get this together, guys. I mean, we got a lot of time to get it together. We're coming up with new ideas, electronic cars, you put it on your house and everything. It's cool, you know. Those display things for the sun. I know their name, but every time I get on here, I get shy, and sometimes I can't just think up things' names, stuff's names. But after the show, it comes right to me, like satellite dishes. What you call them? Those things they have in the house where the sun shine and give you energy. But I couldn't think of the name for it when I was on the show. Now the show is over, it comes to me. Oh boy, that's crazy, you know. But anyway, hopefully we can get back down to the days where it will get cold. In middle of September, it would go down like 60, 70, 60. In September, it would go down from 60 to 50. That's fall. That's fall cool. 60 in the 60s and 50s. And then it keep going down until December get here. Now, remember, the official day of winter is December the 21st. So, pretty got a big gap between the 21st of September and December the 21st. You know, that big gap, you know. And I just hope that it will go back to those days when the leaves fall from the tree. You see the beautiful leaves change colors and all. And it will just set you back. And I really want to find that kind of woman that I can just take a Sunday drive to the countryside and just look at the trees, change colors, hold hands, go to stop the side of the road, see the animals, the farm animals and all. I mean, there's a lot of places here in Maryland, West Virginia, the places that you can go see the horses and the cows and stuff like that. And you can walk up to the gate and wave at them. Some places let you take tours of their farm and all. You know, some places in Western Maryland and West Virginia and Virginia too. They got the farmers who own the farm and all. They let you take tours and stuff and show you how the farm works and everything. If you go to the right places and everything, they will be glad to have you. You know, and they will show you how everything works. I think that will be a really romantic thing to do. You know, that's kind of stuff I like to do. You know, and since fall and winter is my favorite time of the year, I have my nice hoodie on and. You know, and I'm just saying that if all of y'all single people out there and who is divorced and everything, use these dating sites to try to find someone like I'm doing. I'm going back to Match. I'm going back to eHarmony. I'm on Facebook dating. But I'm seeming kind of suspicious because I don't know. Sometimes it's hard to let go, but it's time to move on. And what I want to do is, I want to get out of this apartment, keep writing my books, keep doing this show, and get out and meet people and have that partner, that female partner, to help me meet people to get those book promotions and stuff like that. But not only that, but like go out with her, have fun, go out on long trips and stuff. And that's one of the reasons why I want to get my license, you know. I will make her drive all the time, though. But I would drive sometimes. It's a long country road. I'll take the long country road, and she'll drive back. I'll drive there, and she'll drive back. We'll be, like, taking turns. So, all your single people, male or female, if you messed up in the past, and you on that dating sites, like eHarmony and Match and Facebook dating, you know, who knows? I mean, ladies, don't go up there in front, okay? Don't go on them dating sites in front, okay? That's people like myself is really serious to getting back into a relationship and all. And, you know, and who cares I was a divorce, you know? When I went on Match this morning and everything, I picked divorce, you know? And I found a lot of divorced women right here in Maryland, you know? I don't care. You know, my kids don't live with me the first of the month. I tried to help them. They played me. They did things. They lied to me. They messed with Aunt Nancy and them. And they just did a lot of bad things. And I cut them loose. And like I said in my past shows, if you didn't hear about what happened, let's go to the past shows. Season 3 and couple the seasons of this one. Early season. But I'm not going to get into that. I just cut them loose. And their names is Jessica, Michael, and his girlfriend, and maybe Donald, and Question with Maya. But, like I said, Question Mark with Donald and Maya, because they was let into this, you know, because I said that, because I gotta be really careful with Donald, because he might still be seeing his mother and Michael. And calling Jessica, she's back with her mother. And I'm not dealing with it no more. I got on this line, crying, asking people to help me out, pray for me, to find them and everything. I was going to do a big interview with them. I called them the 5 Amazing and all that. And just go back to the serious, like, I guess, 30, from 30 to 45, up to 50, 55 episodes of season 3, you will hear me talk about my kids. And at one point in time, I was just so happy. And some of the episodes, you probably can hear them coming in the door, saying hi, Daddy, and everything. And you can see in my voice how happy I am to have Jessica there, have Mike, Donald, Michael, and all. And I'm not going to delete it because I want to keep those shows. I didn't get Michael, I didn't get Maya or Ashley on here yet, but I was going to do an interview with them. But anyway, yeah, I would say, I would tell them my whole past and why I got a divorce and everything. You know, be truthful so it won't happen again. Remember your mistakes so you won't repeat them. You know, if you find another man, another woman, remember your mistakes. Remember what you did in the marriage. Don't go blaming your old partner, your former partner, what she did or he did. Say, I did this in the marriage. I did this. I didn't do this. I had to do this, you know. Don't put already put eyes in your in a vocabulary, okay? We did this. We did this. We tried this. Try to put some weeds in there. Because you had some good days with your old partner. I mean, I sit back and remember the good days with Candy. The early days and the days that we had, you know, and had the children and all. And the people that you let in your life, they don't like it, you know. If you got jealous people who don't like the way your husband look and everything, they're going to do everything they can to try to take you away from him, you know. And they're going to say bad things. Remember, the devil will send people to destroy your happiness. Okay? He did it to me. He act like these people was there to help me, but they actually was there to destroy. I ain't saying who and all, but in my opinion, things could have went more better and worked out more better in each direction if they had that faith and believe that God put this family together and we are a great family and we need to stay a union. But we didn't have that. And we just had people who just was just picking and picking and mostly picking at Candy until she finally broke. And then the true thing came out. And I'm sure that happened in your relationship, you know. Watch the people that you let in. Watch them. Watch them. Watch them. Watch them. Like Tupac Shakur said, don't trust no man or woman. Watch the people you let in. And don't mean you can't go around with a chip on your shoulder and be mean to people, okay? I mean, a lot of friend people want to help you and be your friend. Don't do that. I'm just saying, just watch people you let in, whether they're male or female, all right? See their reaction. Study them. When you're around your man or woman, watch their reaction and everything, you know? And see, and that way, sometimes you can tell, you can keep that person, that best friend in your life, because you can, he will give you a good advice and say, hey, that's a good woman, you better keep her, I'm going to kick your butt. Same thing with that best friend female. She going to pull you aside and say, that's a good man, you better keep him, I'm coming after you. You know, that would be a friend right there. If you got one of those kind of friends, keep them. If it's just one, keep them. Sometimes it's better to have at least two or three to get opinion and all. And then if you find that person on Match, Ehonomy, or any of the dating sites, you find her, please do right by her, okay? Don't worry about your past. Tell her why. Give her little details every time. Let her feel comfortable with that, you know. Okay? Try to ease on it. Don't put it all on her. Once she asks, just put it a little bit this and that. Don't lie to her either. Don't lie and say, no, I don't have no children. And because you're mad at your kids and stuff. Don't. Okay? That definitely would turn the train. Okay? right there would turn the train when you say you don't have no children. And then she find out that you do, then you're going to have some explaining to do, you know. And then they're going to put a big seed right in her head, a doubt. You're going to plant that doubt seed in her head, okay? Be honest. Honesty will give you that truthful. And believe me, some women really like honesty, okay? They don't care if you're divorced or what happened. You know, some women will ask you to tell you what's going on and all that stuff. Because now they start to deliver a caring feeling for you. And they just want to know what's going on. Well, that now she's your best friend, someone to talk to on the telephone when you come home from work. Someone you can just lay down and smile and talk to all night, or just be happy with, you know. And just let it go. Let everything you got inside of you, let it go. Sometimes, if you want her to be your best friend and be there for you and understand it, you gotta let it go. You gotta let her know the past. Okay, that way she know what to work with. I mean, it's hard. I know it's hard. It's dangerous. Might run her way and all. But tell her you went to the strip club. Tell her that you cheated. Tell her that you were looking at porn sites and stuff like that. Tell her. Spit it all out. Let it all out. And ladies, y'all too. Y'all know better than even. Just let it all out, you know. I mean, there's men out there run down to the courthouse, divorce too, saying, I had enough. I want a divorce, you know. But whatever happens, if you find that new person, make sure God is first this time. That way, He will help you bring in the people that you need to guide you. He will help you find your way, you know. And just make it right, okay? No matter who she is, where she worked, where she came from, if you love her, she's interested in you, you like her, try to keep you going. And I'm sure things will get back on track. Your love life will be back on track. Your career, your love life, and your social life will be back. All three will be back. And you will have good confidence of yourself on doing everything. Because now you got a new best friend in your life. You got a new job, you got a new career going, and so on, okay? And it's just crazy out there, all the divorces. I mean, just crazy, you know? And I don't like divorces. I just don't like it. It's something that we should have never created. No, I mean, if the man beat on you and everything, yeah, leave him. He shouldn't be beating on you. You lay down, have his children, his family, and stuff like that. He's rude to you. He force you. He don't let you go out with your friends. So on and on. Yeah, leave him. You know, vice versa. But mostly men. But like I said, it's an episode that I'm going to do called Men Abuse from the Wives and Girlfriends. And I'm going to do an episode on that. Why police, DA, the court, and some people just don't care that a man get a beat down real bad by his wife. You know? I mean, get beat down, hit with a fry pan, throw grease on him, tell him that he ain't gonna see his children no more, stuff like that. I'm gonna do an episode on that. I'm gonna find it on YouTube and do an episode on that. But that's right, men don't tell evil, man, guys. Ladies and gentlemen, men get abused too by their girlfriends and girlfriends. Okay, and sometimes they call the police and the police don't do nothing, and some of the police get smart with them, especially the female. Leave, don't do nothing to the woman. But it was vice versa. She had scrawls, abuse marks, one little mark. She would just throw you against the wall and arrest you. But if you get abused and hit and don't ever hit her, and she be abusing you, oh, this is what they will give you. Oh, you can go here, you can go there, but there's nothing we can do for you because you're a male. You know, that's what they would say. That's what the police would say. Ain't nothing we can do for you. And I mean, but it's wrong. I think woman beat on a man, she should get arrested just like a man get arrested. Have like 10 or 20 police calls come for her. You know, have the whole doggone street looking like Christmas lights. All because of one little mark on you. About half the city force, you know. But the man get abused, nah, they would just look like, you need to go downtown, make a foul report, do this, do that. They ain't gonna do nothing to you. But the moment she act, open her mouth and say, no, he hit me too, they gonna arrest her. They gonna arrest you. That's why I say, walk away. Male and female, walk away when you're mad. Go over to friend house, mom, dad house, your children house. Go to the dog house. Go walk the dog or something like that. Do not hit people. Domestic violence is really a big issue. And sometimes with that big issue, it's always the men. And most of the time, it is the men beating on their wives and girlfriends for no reason. Get drunk and they start beating on them. No reason at all. You know? And that's not right. And let your children sitting there watching abuse. Then you wonder why your children don't like you now. No. But they sit there and saw it. You know. And they 8 and 9 and 10 and 11 years old, they understand what's going on. I mean, if they like four or three, they won't understand, you know. Some of them do. Believe me, children of the day are so smart. 3-year-old can operate an iPhone. Can you believe that? You come out your mother womb, 3 years later, you operating an iPhone. The kids today, the little ones, 3, 2, 3, 4, 5, yeah, they can operate a computer and iPhones and oh my God, yo. They would show their mom and dad how to put the phone on. Imagine a 4-year-old showing their parents how to cut that phone on. Like, it's so cute though. It is so cute. But they so smart today. When they come out, they already got that knowledge, you know, sitting there, and they got so much stuff for them on this and computers and stuff. And I think just having a family, just having them at that stage, they shouldn't witness that, okay? From either of y'all, shouldn't witness that. So be good to each other and just be honest, okay? You will find that loved one. That divorce will never come, and the dark lord, the evil one, Satan himself, will never be able to destroy you, because God is protecting you, and your life, your relationship will last a long, long, many, many, many moons and years. Put him first. Ask any couple who's over 25 and going, 25, 35, 45, 50, 55. Ask them before the first 20 years they struggle. The first 20 years they fight, they fought, they struggle. You ask them then, how did y'all kept it together? And that woman will probably tell you, The man upstairs. Yes, I wanted to leave him a couple times. We got in big fights. Ask him. Couples from 25 to 50, 60 years, they didn't know what's great. They probably still fight, argue a little bit. But who've been together that long, ask them. Ask them about the first day of marriage, all the way up to the first 20 years. How was her? How was she? How was he? How was she? And they will probably ask you. It was hell. But we hanged in there, because God was first. And we hanged in there. We raised our children. We got them to college. Sometimes I had to get on him. Sometimes I had to dread him, to divorce him. But we hanged in there. Okay? So, y'all in your first, like, 7, 8, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, year of marriage. Just look at the people who've been married for 25 and plus. Take advice from them. And watch where your course go. Go to church. Keep God in everything. And watch it come together. Now the football season. Now it's time to move on. The football season has already started. Now my Rams, they played Thursday. They went to play September the 8th. So I missed that game. And I hope they won. Hope they got that first victory of the year. Excuse me. And I wanted to see that game. And I watched some games Sunday. The Vikings and the Green Bay. The Vikings beat. And the Vikings, Milwaukee. They look pretty good. You know, look pretty good on the field. Who knows? The Vikings might be in the playoff, you know. Never know. But most of the time, I played my game Madden. You know, I played Madden 21, 22. And I got Madden 23 for the weekend free. Cause they doing that now. They let you try it for free on the weekend. That's so that you can go buy it and all, so on. And I did that. No, I didn't do it. I didn't buy it yet. Not 23. But 22 is now on EA Sport. And I got all of that on the Game Pass. Because you can get all the games, EA Sport and Game Pass games, all together. And I got those two games, but I didn't get 22 or 23 on Madden yet. But I got 20, 21. And I don't think I even got 21 yet. I just got 20. But Game Pass, I can play 20, 21, 22. And of course, like I said, 23 on Madden. You play this weekend for free. But the games is pretty expensive, guys. I remember video games was like maybe $20 or $15, $10. These games now is like, oh my goodness. It's like buying an iPhone. $50, $100 for a doggone game. I can't imagine what Grand Theft Auto 6 going to be. Anybody ever play Grand Theft Auto and still playing Grand Theft Auto online? Guys, can you imagine how the system gonna crash when they release Grand Theft Auto 6? I'm not jinxing it or nothing, but can you imagine how Take One and Rockstar is getting ready for that, and they can't prepare for it more better, because the game is going to reach, I predict the game going to reach about, I say this Rockstar going to sell like 17 to 35 billion copies of Grand Theft Auto 6, making it the most biggest game of all time. It's gonna be the biggest game ever in video history, because they are working night and day on this. I mean, they pulling people off other games just to work on Grand Theft Auto 6. I watched commentary on a guy who bring up information what's going on in Grand Theft Auto 6, and he saying they pulling people off the Western game Rockstar made Red Dead, what you call it? And they pulling people off of that. That's online too. And they pulling people off that online. And putting them on Grand Theft Auto 6. So, you're not going to tell me. And I hear information all the time. That the map they're going to have is going to be in Miami. But they're going to add more maps where you can go to other cities. Now, I think the guy who do the Witchercom got connection to Rockstar and Take Two, and he was asking the question: What cities would you like to see in Grand Theft Auto? I said Baltimore and Washington. We always get Miami, New York, and Chicago. I mean, Miami, New York, and California. But we never get Chicago, Baltimore, Washington, or Boston. None of the other cities. You know? And that's the cities I said. Baltimore, Washington, Chicago. I would love to see those cities in Grand Theft Auto. Just imagine seeing the Sirius Clock Tower in Grand Theft Auto. You get to jump off, parachute off the tower. Even if they make it, like, you can go inside the tower, go into the offices and all, that would be cool too. The Sirius Tower in Chicago, you will be able to go into the offices, you'll be able to go in up top and see the whole entire city, downtown Chicago and all. Here in Baltimore, you get to see the Inner Harbor, people riding through the town on Inner Harbor, Baltimore Street, and North Avenue, Reisterstown, Liberty Heights, Park Heights. You get to go on all those streets. And then Washington, you get to see all the Washington monuments, including the White House and everything. Wouldn't that be fun? You will be able to go in the White House, talk to the president, go in the Capitol building. I mean, sit down, talk to the, I mean, don't go in there. They shouldn't make it like you won't be able to use your weapons when you go in the Capitol building in the White House. You won't be able to use your weapons and stuff like that. But as far as that, then you get to go into DC neighborhoods and stuff like that. That would be cool, guys. That to see that in Grand Theft Auto, Rockstar, and Rockstar Take Two. I know y'all hear me. I mean, there's some stuff you shouldn't do if you're going to do DC and all that. I mean, just be careful what you do, alright? Just think about it, okay? Just remember in the reality world and in the fantasy world of Grand Theft Auto, you can put some stuff in there. But I think when you go into the Capitol building and the White House, you shouldn't be able to use your weapons or nothing. Sit down, talk to the Secret Service. Sit down talking to the people in the White House, you know, yeah, something. Just make it, you be able to go to take a tour to the White House, the Capitol, but no weapons is allowed, you know, you should be able to use no weapons and stuff like that. Only in the neighborhoods and stuff like that. You know, having fun with the police chasing you and stuff like that. You know it's a reality game. It's a fantasy game. It's fiction. You know. And mature audience should only play the game. You know. And. But. It's cool, guys. It's cool. I mean. Have your big 65-inch TV. Grand Theft Auto 6. Grand Theft Auto 6 online. Get to go to all the major cities. Even Ohio, what you call Cleveland, Ohio, Baltimore, Ohio. No, got two Baltimores. Even Seattle, Washington. That's one of the cities I say I like to see too. I mean, just to be able to go to all the states. I mean, be able to go to all the states, drive to Montana. Just drive to Montana and all. You know, that would be cool. Country drive and all that stuff. That would be cool. And I think Rockstar, this will be the last 6 game. And then when they start making, all they're going to do is just add on to the 6. And 7 and 8, and they're going to stop at 6, and they're just going to add on to it throughout the years instead of keep making it like they do. So, I think that would be good too, add on to the maps and stuff. So, we might see a Baltimore, Washington, Chicago, North Carolina, South Carolina, Texas, and all. Who knows? Who knows? Bam! And everything. I just hope we do. You know, those video gamers, I know y'all excited and everything, but we don't know the release date of Grand Theft Auto 6. We don't know. Rockstar. Rockstar. Can you please let us know? please let us know, okay? Please let us know. Now, this is only for gamers, okay? Only for gamers. And other things that's going on in the world, just be safe out there, people. We're gonna go get in some music right now, okay? And take a break and go in some music, and I'll be right back and talk some more. This is the Corey Whitlock Show, big popular podcast show. Thank you for listening, people. All my audience, please come back. Please come back. I need y'all guys. California, St. Joseph, California, I need y'all. Los Angeles, Long Beach, San Francisco, please start downloading this podcast. Really good. It's going to get better. It's going to get better. Hear your music. Okay, I hope you enjoyed that, and great music, like I said, great content, and I know I'm a good podcaster, and I'm just talking about what's on my mind, things of the world, no sex, relationships, stuff like that. I'm just, you know, and this is my show. I mean, y'all like stuff like that, keep listening. I mean, hey, I will talk about the UFOs, strange phenomena, paranormal activity, stuff like that. But I want to get stuff for everyone to listen. All audience to listen to. Might not like UFOs or the paranormal activity destruction topic. You know, and I will be getting writers to help me write my podcast with that stuff like that. Reports of UFOs. And this year, how many UFO sightings of this year? You know, my writers will be writing about that. And what's going on in the news and all that stuff. I will just have a writer who write about the paranormal, who write about the UFOs, induction, and stuff like that. We'll find stories like that and write about it. And, of course, the news, of course, the sports. You know what I'm going to say, right? Ravens. And other stuff, you know. And divorces and relationships and the things that make the world go upside down and around. That's where the human life is. No, that's what we deal with. And to say, you know, be safe out there. Love the one that you're with. Take care of that one. And this, don't be no Donald Trump. Whatever you do, don't be no Donald Trump. Whatever you do, be Jesus. Be a person of God. And my advice, always, I always pick God in it when I do my commissary and talk and stuff like that. Because I just want the world to get better. You know, just want the world to get better. And we can do it. You know, it's got to believe. If you can, just go out to your community and just do something. You know, do something positive. And don't be stranger to your community. Don't be evil to people. And when you go in the grocery stores, see somebody, hold the door open. And just don't make it all about you. Especially in your relationship. In your new relationship. Don't make it all about you. Last relationship you did. But this one, it's your second chance. So don't make it all about you. Sorry for that background noise. Outside, man need a tune-up on his car. If you do hear that. But if you can hear that crazy messed up car. But this keep it bright, people. Keep it real to your girlfriend and husband and boyfriend. Just keep it real. And men, just don't hit, okay? Walk away. Don't hit. Same with y'all females. I know of smells can drive you crazy and all. But please don't hit. There's too much in the world that's going on. And nowadays, police love shooting. Alright, so almost time to go, people. Another episode in the books. And I guess I'll see y'all on the next episode of the Corey Whitlock podcast show. Oh, before I go, listen to the trailer of Beretta Deep. Okay, Beretta Deep episode 1 is coming soon. Working on it now. It'll probably be here in December or sometime between January or March. But the first episodes will be here even at December or the beginning of the year. It's going to be good. True crime stories. Okay? Stories of true crime. Okay? And this is an adventure of Beretta Deep. And there's going to be other detectives in the series. Beretta Deep is the first series. And there's going to be other detectives, other mysteries, trilogy, suspense, thrillers, and all. Okay? This is the podcast story episodes. Okay? And they're going to be on all formats. I told you. The science fiction podcast, Stories of Science Fiction, is coming too soon too. Alright? The first stories of science fiction stories is coming. That's right behind Beretta Deep. But well, I'll let you know more. And my next book, People from the Black Dimension, December 23rd on Amazon, paperback book. Then it will be released on Christmas Eve as a ebook. Okay? Paperback, then ebook. And reason I'm doing that, because I want to get the paperback books first, okay? And just go on Amazon, type on my last name, Corey Whitlock, and buy Mr. Boogie Shoes and also Burning Love, Ocean and Sky, my first two books. But my third book, The People from the Black Dimension, December the 23rd, paperback book, okay? And the fourth book, Into the Secret, coming out May the 5th. May the 5th, 2023. Okay? And we're working on the 5th and 6th and 7th book as we go along. Alright? Some of those books is already written or already being drafted by me. I sent them to my rewriters, my freelance rewriters. They rewrite them. Then I send it to the other people. I'm going to have a beautiful book display. It's going to be good, people. And the book's going to be longer. Now, the first two books were short. 10 chapters. 21 chapters. Okay? Or 15 chapters. Mr. Boogie Shoe is going to get the last 5 chapters later on. So that story continues. So if you want to hold out until the last 5 chapters is upgraded, hold out on it. But if you want to buy Mr. Boogie Shoes now, go ahead. It's not in hard copy. It's on ebook, both of them. But it's only $9.99 and $3.99. For the first book that I released, the second book and this book gonna be like $8.99. The third book gonna be $8.99. Now the fourth and fifth book gonna be a little expensive, probably be like $12, and not because it's gonna be more chapters. So go purchase it, go buy it for your bookworms or whatever. The holidays is coming, so support a good guy, you know, help the good guy out with his dream. No, and I thank you of this promoting, okay? It's up to y'all to go get it, this promoting. But I will be alright because I got Jesus. Even if you don't go promote, even you don't go get the book, I will still be alright. I know God will make it so. Keep faith in Him. He'll find people to buy it. But I'm asking my audience first. You know, love y'all guys. New York, Los Angeles, Long Beach, San Francisco, Ohio, Washington State, and all around the country. If you listening, downloading, love you. I'm went over my time, so good night, everyone, and thank you for listening. Live long and prosper. May the force of God be with you and always. Ashley and all, and we love you.